This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and ready for the weekend.
Are you ready? Are you really ready for the weekend? That's good. I'm Al John. I'm also ready for the weekend. I'm working for the weekend.
I hear crying.
Is there crying?
I hear crying.
Uh-oh. Anyway, lifelong Marvel Disney Star Wars fan, podcaster, and also hyper sensitive to hearing and the crying of our children. Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes, it's all right. Kristen's going to go check on
pause.
Him. No, Kristen's going to go check on him. It's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, about to have a panic attack and go home. Welcome to the show.
Oh.
If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today we're going to talk about Women's History Month and all the delicious things you can find at Walt Disney World to eat and celebrate women of all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, denominations, etc., etc., ad nauseum.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing, Aldron?
I'm doing good, Kat. You know, always challenging being a parent to the little ones.
And how?
But, you know, it's good times. You know, me in my daddy role likes to play Tickle Monster games with them. And that's what we've been doing now. The Tickle Monster is in full effect, and the kids are going crazy, making a lot of noise. But yeah, it's good. It's good. It's crazy, and it's good. I think that's all we could really say. It's just, you know, just a madhouse. But it seems to me like winter is rearing its ugly head again. So much for Punxsutawney Phil and ushering the spring. We got winter, and it's coming back here nice and cold.
That groundhog played us.
Yeah, that's all right. We need to pay this guy off. Punxsutawney Phil, we need to pay you off. Do something. How about you? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yay.
Here I am.
Yay. I am looking forward to sitting down and watching the rest of the Bad Batch on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, the finale.
Big fan. Yeah, big finale, the series finale, which is happening. I've been a little slow to it, so I still have a couple episodes left from last season to kind of catch up on. But I am looking forward to seeing how all this ties into the world because it is canon. It's a Star Wars. So Bad Batch, if you don't know, is a animated Star Wars series and helmed by Dave Filoni. It's kind of like the spiritual successor to Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and it's great. Like, I really like the character of Omega. She is a great, speaking of Women's Month, she's a great woman, great female
yes.
character, as well as supported by a bunch of Bad Batch clones, which were, I guess, not your typical clones. They all have special talents and gifts that they're special and unique in their own way. You wouldn't think that the clones, being clones of Jango Fett, would all be would have different powers and look different, but these clones are definitely special. So great little series to wrap people's head around. And yeah, that's it really. And the kids are going crazy for Ninja Turtles, so they finally saw the Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah,
Oh yeah, they love it.
Mutant Mayhem.
Mutant Mayhem, the
Yes.
latest of that, and it was great. Love the animation. Love kind of the John Hughes high school of it all, which
Yeah.
was really cool. And it does do a great job of capturing the New York vibe, as well as the urban landscape. Of course, the art is amazing. Dave Bossert and I go on and on about how this new Ninja Turtles and how Into the Spider-Verse and all those type of things really capture really cool animation styles.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars Visions. We watch Star Wars Visions, and I really appreciate the fact that we have all of these different anime styles and different styles of animation that people are getting exposed to, which we love.
Yeah.
Since you're a film a student, a student of film, lover of film, all things film, I'm sure
I
you have a few
am.
things to say about that. So.
I do. I saw Mutant Mayhem in the theater and I really enjoyed it. Ayo Edebiri is a queen. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Love her. And Across the Spider-Verse did some things that were like incredible. Like basically everything they did it so well.
Yeah.
And I felt like Mutant Mayhem took their one thing and did it spectacularly.
Yeah.
Their style that they chose was just, it was the right choice.
It was the
It
right
was the right
choice.
choice for that story. And I thought it was really great. I thought it was really gritty, but it thought at the same time it was really young feeling, which is something I feel like the Turtles, when I was a kid, oh my gosh,
Yeah, same.
back when dinosaurs roamed the earth,
Well, same.
yeah,
Me.
the Turtles, they were a little bit more mature. Like they were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they always felt a little older.
Yes.
And then the Nickelodeon iteration of them, the like CGI computer animated version felt very young.
Yes.
And now this iteration feels like it's right in that sweet spot where they haven't been in a very long time. And you got to remember that this series has like spanned so many generations now. And I love that right now they're getting their moment to like be creative and artistic and like show their stuff. I think it's really cool.
Fun Disney tie-in. I agree with you 100%. Fun Disney tie-in. They used to have the Ninja Turtles come out there at
Yes, they
Disney
did.
Hollywood Studios back in the day,
With April O'Neil. Don't forget April.
with April, of course, with April and Shredder, I think, was part of the stage show,
Yes.
the show, which was kind of cool. So yeah, it's definitely really great that, and I used to collect all the Ninja Turtles action figures back in the day. And I was also a fan of the comic book, the Eastman Laird, original black and white gritty graphic novel style. Ninja Turtles was great. I mean, it was all inspired by Marvel Comics, and I know we'll
Yes.
eventually get to food, but I just thought I'd mention that because we
No,
like to
it's
catch up and
true.
talk about movies and
It's
stuff like
true.
that.
Well, and the Turtles tie into Marvel also because the ooze that got Daredevil is the same ooze that got them.
Yes. That's right. Inspired by Daredevil and his ooze, making him the man without fear. Also,
Yep.
against the hand, Daredevil
Yes.
the hand. We have the Ninja Turtles versus the foot. So
Exactly.
it's just a kind of crazy thing. But yes, the kids are they're going crazy. They are Disney Plus kids. So in between watching Luca and Frozen and Turning Red, they are definitely also into the Ninja Turtles now. Not on Disney Plus, but still very cool.
Whatever, it's still great.
It's
I
still, yeah,
feel like
inspired.
if you follow me on Instagram and you like are really dedicated to this topic and you want to see a hilarious photo, I'm sure if you dig back in my archive on Instagram, you'll find a photo of like 6-year-old me with a Donatello at MGM Studios, without a doubt.
Those are great moments. I mean, just remembering back at Hollywood Studios when the Ninja Turtles would come out or when the Power Rangers would come out. That was
Oh,
really
yeah.
cool stuff. I mean, growing up, you're just like, that's really cool. And of course, the Power Rangers, were at their full height and strength when I was in college. So I'm dating myself, okay, but still pretty cool stuff.
No, it's fine.
It's okay. I'm a Gen X grown up. What can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
So okay, we're doing this now. We're talking about food.
Yes, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it. Kristen is back from checking on the kids. I hope the kids are okay.
He was crying. He was upset. I think he had a bad dream.
Yeah, he had a bad dream.
Oh no,
poor kiddo.
Yeah, did he ask someone for that? He said, I don't. I said, why are you crying? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Maybe the pizza came back to haunt him tonight.
You eat cheese before bed, you have weird dreams. It's a fact. I don't know what to tell you.
We got to try to get him out of it. Well, one of our favorite places, Kat, is 1900 Park Fair. And it looks like they've got some new stuff going on over there in terms of right? So who wants to take a stab at this new venue they have? Well, Kristen, you want to do it?
Okay. They are reopening on April 10th. They've got new characters and a refreshed space and a new menu.
Do tell.
So according to the website, it says feast on delectable dishes, some inspired by Disney wishmakers like Aladdin and Tiana. Start your day with classic breakfast foods like Eggs Benedict. At dinner, get a taste of New Orleans when you try Tiana's gumbo. Some flavorful favorites await you at breakfast and dinner alike, including the Grand Floridian strawberry soup and a carving station full of savory selections. You can't not have the strawberry soup. I think you'd have to. Like,
you gotta try it.
People lose their mind.
Yes.
So it says the beloved characters that you may see may include Aladdin, Cinderella, Mirabelle. Princess Tiana. So that's exciting.
Exciting and new.
There's one very noticeable missing character from this list. And I'm sure if old school, like us Disney people, remember, this used to be a Mary Poppins meet and greet breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And Mary Poppins is not on this list.
No.
Yeah. I love Mary Poppins. I'm putting it out there. Mary Poppins is just, I don't know, Bert and Mary Poppins are like the thing. So the fact that Mary Poppins isn't here, it's kind of upsetting to me, but it seems to me like there's a little bit of that going around Disney right now with Mary Poppins, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. Do you know what I'm referring to, Kat?
I think I do.
So did you hear that I guess the rating system in the UK had changed the rating of Mary Poppins because of I guess change it from G to like PG because of some kind of language, or maybe there was some kind of cultural insensitivity there.
Interesting.
I'm struggling to find out what that reference was exactly, but at any rate, that's just maybe me and my tinfoil hat. I'm not really sure. I hope that's not the case, but
I don't know about that. But I do know that, you know, we were supposed to get Mary Poppins attraction and that kind of got scrapped. And even though Citrico's recently got a Mary Poppins light refurbishment, it's been a little less than normal over there. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think it's interesting that she's not on this list.
Yeah, it's kind of.
But again, you know, it's going to be mostly little kids, and little kids like Mirabelle and Tiana. And is who it, else? Elsa? Is, somebody?
Well,
Aladdin. Yes, Cinderella. Aladdin, sure.
Cinderella. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
All things change, and I know that they're making way for more relevant characters to be in the parks, but it is sad for longtime Disney fans who love, and we love, Kristen and I love going to have breakfast at 1900 Park Fair. We love to eat there. And so it's a little bit of mourning, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be gone forever.
No, definitely
things,
not.
You know, things, there are other places that you can see Mary. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, you know, I think the kids, when you take them to character dining, they want to see, you know, Tiana and Mirabelle and Aladdin. And
yeah.
So that's cool.
When you also had Alice and the Mad Hatter for breakfast.
This is true.
Yes. With Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Yeah. Used to be all the, like, quote unquote British,
yes,
characters, yeah, in this, yes, space.
Yes.
But, you know, I like that they're mixing it up. And I mean, maybe in my, like, galaxy brain, we're getting a Tiana ride. We have an Aladdin ride. We have Cinderella's castle. We might be getting some Encanto stuff in the future. You know, maybe they're just preparing us for that to be in the vicinity.
True. True.
So, but I can't believe this place has been closed for 4 years. Can you guys believe that?
I can't. It's
been closed since the pandemic, basically.
It's hard to fathom.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
I was just thinking about that the other day, because some stuff popped into my timeline, and I was thinking to myself, I cannot believe it's been 4 years since the world took a pause.
I know.
And here we are back, and trying to get back into a state of normalcy, and it's crazy to think that we were kind of blipped away for that time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I am glad to see 1900 Park Fair back.
Yes, April 10th, and you can start making reservations on March 5th.
I like it.
Very soon.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Is it that time, Kristen?
Yes, it is.
I love it. You know, it is time, prime time, for you to plan your next Disney vacation, whether it's Adventures by Disney with guided tours across this wonderful world of ours, or maybe Disney Cruise Line as you make way for their latest and greatest ship. Or perhaps maybe you just want to go visit the park, right? Disneyland, Walt Disney World, or any cruise line. Kristen has got the hookup, and we've got a deal for you, Kristen. What's going on?
Well, right now you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels. And that's going to be for when you stay 5 consecutive nights or longer. It will be less. You can't stay shorter, but it will be less. And this is going to be for most nights from March 25th. So that's coming up real soon, to July 7th. And some of the resorts you can enjoy are going to be those that are your deluxe, like Contemporary and Grand Floridian. There's also the Moderates, the Cabins, Coronado Springs, one of our favorites, as well as the Values. You've got the All-Stars, Art of Animation, Pop Century, all those places included in this deal for you.
Very nice. Well, I tell you what, not only do you do Disney World, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, but you also do all the major cruise lines, right?
Yes.
Including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, you know.
I know. I've got to look at some cruises for us for this year.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. I love to cruise. Kids love the cruise. It's a lot of fun. And you also do stuff over there at the other park, Universal.
Yes. Let's not forget. Universal. Orlando. I can't talk again.
It's all good.
I do want to get our kids into Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out, you know. Looking forward to some Nintendo action, because, you know, they're big fans of Mario, but Super Mario Brothers as well. So anyway, hey, you know what? Save time and save money by booking with Kristen and have her help you make an awesome vacation. Where can people email you, Kristen?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Make sure you tell them that this podcast sent you, and you'll find a link in our show notes. All right. We have another foodie guide. Kat,
yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, March, as I said at the beginning of the show, is Women's History Month. And as a woman, I want to celebrate.
As a woman.
As a woman, all of our favorite characters like Tiana, Moana, and of course, the Queen, Minnie Mouse.
Yes.
We are going to talk about the food items that have been created by some of the beautiful women-led food and beverage cast member teams over there at Walt Disney World, celebrating her story. Get it? Her story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. Starting off over at Epcot. Start at Epcot. A Connections Eatery. Available all month long, March. You could get the lychee green tea. It's a pomegranate hibiscus green tea with lychee, lime juice, and pomegranate boba pearls. I might be trying this because I'll be there.
Nice.
Sounds delicious. Yes. Food and beverage coordinator Liz has a passion for staying connected with her heritage through different foods. She loves sharing creations with her favorite flavors, especially lychee, which shines as the main flavor of this beverage, which is also one of my favorites.
Agreed.
Sunshine Seasons all month long will have the Moana milkshake. It's an orange cream milkshake with whipped cream, seashells, pearls, and a Moana coin.
You're welcome.
It's adorable.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes.
Over at the Tangerine Cafe, Flavors of the Medina, available through May 27th as part of Flower and Garden Festival, of course, the orange blossom saffron cake that we talked about last week, inspired by pastry sous chef Jess's love for pastries, of course, and memories of assisting her grandmother and mother in the kitchen. Adorable.
Yes.
Aljon, tell us about Animal Kingdom.
Sure. At Creature Comforts, they've got the Feathered Friends Mousse Dome.
I love this.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
Lavender, white chocolate mousse, orange blossom cake, chocolate coating, chocolate flakes, white chocolate feathers, and buttercream. This is new this year. And it was inspired by the mind of pastry assistant sous chef Kristen.
She spells it the right way.
Yeah, not to be mixed up with our co-host here. But she loves seeing the macaws, the beautiful macaws that swoop into the Discovery Island every day, delighting guests. She says, quote, working for Disney is a daily adventure filled with the joy of crafting desserts that delight and bring smiles to hundreds of guests. I agree with you, Kristen. And that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that? That
Kevin.
Kevin from Up. Yes.
Kevin.
All right. At Nomad Lounge. Kat's favorite place, one of our favorite places to be. Sure. As well. Tequila and pineapple cocktail, which is Casa Dragon's Blanco tequila, pineapple juice, Tepache syrup, and St. Elizabeth allspice dram. And Casa Dragon's tequila is a woman-founded led business. It's the foundation for the tequila and pineapple cocktail. This cocktail features pleasantly foamy pineapple juice, allspice, and Tepache syrup. I've never had that, but it sounds great. I'll take it.
Does sound interesting.
They also have a ginger whiskey, which is notes of ginger and brown sugar, featuring Uncle Nearest 1856 Whiskey, which is a Black and women-owned operated business, which I've tried. It's very good. The whiskey, that is. I haven't tried the cocktail. And over at Tiffin's, they have a white chocolate orange creme brulee with blueberry cardamom curd, Amarula ice cream, orange chutney, Silu cookie, and Razzlehanno candy crunch. I don't know what that is, but it sounds yummy. Now, this is done by pastry culinary cast member Bridget, who draws her inspiration for this from her sister Kirsten, whom Bridget credits with guiding her through various professional, educational, and personal milestones and achievements. So dedication to her. I like that. And I also have the ginger whiskey there with the 1856 whiskey that we talked to Uncle Nearest. Very cool. Okay. Kristen,
would you like to know what tepache is?
What is it?
It is a fermented beverage made with the rind and skins of a pineapple.
Interesting.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Ras El Hanout is a seasoning, an African seasoning, Northern African, that consists of white peppercorns, aniseed, cumin, coriander, cloves, and allspice. So it's a little spicy.
Very interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
I've never had tapache, but they sell it in my grocery box. I might have to try it.
Oh.
Yeah, tell me what it's like.
Color yeah. Really interested.
Yeah.
I'm very
You're not a
that.
Big fermented person though.
No, but I mean, I do you like try pineapple. It. I do like pineapple. So if it's got the notes of pineapple, I'm all in.
Yeah.
You know, plus those other spices sound really intriguing to me. You know, I like experiencing new flavors and new things. So this would be right up my alley if I had an opportunity to try it. So
I think, yeah, because it's like candy crunch. So it might be like a little spicy almond, like cookie crumbly.
Mm-hmm. Like granola.
It's delicious. Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it's served on the rim or sprinkled on top. That would be kind of cool. So, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Kristen. Go ahead.
No, thank you for telling us. That's great.
Yes.
I needed to know.
Yes, same.
Over at Magic Kingdom, Golden Oak Outpost for the entire month, you can get Tiana's Famous Beignets, light, sweet, and fluffy beignets with strawberry dipping sauce. At Main Street Bakery, Minnie Mouse Cupcake, chocolate chip cupcake with cheesecake filling topped with chocolate buttercream, chocolate ears, and a chocolate bow. They have the Tiana's Chantilly Cake, vanilla chiffon cake, lemon chantilly, and fresh strawberries topped with a fondant flour and a Tiana chocolate piece. At the Plaza Restaurant, you can get Tiana's Chantilly Cake there. And then over at Sleepy Hollow, this sounds amazing. Madame Leota Cupcake. It is a chocolate cherry cupcake filled with a blackberry cream and topped with cherry buttercream and a Madame Leota chocolate piece.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds so good. Blackberry cream.
That sounds great.
At Disney's Hollywood Studios, Dockside Diner, you can get the Princess of Alderaan Shake. Salted caramel shake topped with whipped cream, edible glitter, and mini cinnamon rolls. It is new and non-alcoholic. At Fairfax Fair, they have the Bell Cup of Enchantment. It is cranberry and passion fruit orange guava juice topped with, or as other people call it, Pog, topped with yellow shimmer and strawberry boba pearls, non-alcoholic. At Hollywood Scoops, you can get the mini kitchen sink sundae. Choice of hand-scooped ice cream topped with red vanilla whipped cream, chocolate syrup, white polka dot sprinkles, chocolate ears, and a chocolate bow. Very cute.
It's all cute.
Yes. Cat, Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes. Over at Leaning Palms from March 17th through the 31st, you could get the Tinga de Pork. It's roasted chipotle pork served with two corn tostadas with cilantro lime slaw and spicy avocado crema, finished with cojija cheese. Culinary cast member Jessica honors her Mexican-American heritage with the Tinga de Pork, which she often enjoys with her family during holidays and celebrations.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Definitely. Going over to Disney Springs all month long at Amorette's, even though it's a little bit late, you can get the Mardi Gras Petite Cake.
It does look cool.
Yes.
It's so cute. It looks like a parade float. Layers of vanilla chiffon, cinnamon cream, cream cheese mousse, bourbon caramel mousse, and salted praline crunch. That is new.
It sounds amazing.
Is that the one with Charlotte and Tiana together?
Yes.
On that little frame?
Uh-huh.
I love that. Just, you know, Princess and the Frog is like one of our favorite animated films. So to see the two of them together is great. It's like best friends.
Yeah. And this dessert is inspired by pastry assistant sous chef Riley's home state of Louisiana. In a special nod to Mardi Gras parades and food she enjoyed as a child. And of course, it's topped with an image of Tiana and Charlotte to honor the close female friendships that Riley had throughout her childhood.
Awesome.
Love that.
You know what's sad is that other than Minnie and Daisy, the only other close female you have are Tiana and Charlotte. There are not like these.
Well, that's Frozen. There's Frozen too.
They're sisters. That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Sisters are best friends. They're sisters.
You have... What about Joy and Sadness?
Yeah. They're a duo. They're a duo.
Kinda.
I mean, it's kind of like a buddy. It's kind of a buddy movie for Inside Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to think of like, you can think a lot of ones that are boys, but
a lot of the ones I can think of are like anthropomorphized animals.
Sure.
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, try to think.
It's hard.
It is, because you know the guy duos are prevalent. You know, Mike and Sully come to mind.
And what about Maid Marian and Lady Cluck?
Okay.
Wow.
She went there. Okay.
See,
Lady Cluck stand for life.
Weave. Okay. Wow. Okay. This is good. This is good.
I'll see myself out. I have to go.
This is good. I'll have to. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. If my best friend and I were trying to figure out if we were two characters, who would we be? And that was very difficult.
Charlotte and Tiana.
We decided I am Tiana, and she is Charlotte.
Yeah. Sure. I like
it. Oh my God, this just unlocked a core memory for me.
Speaking of Inside Out.
Oh my God. So I used to have this friend, and she and our other friend's ex-wife were like trying to come up with a costume, and the ex-wife did not like this friend. And every time they'd come up with something, she'd be like, I'll be Ariel, but you be Flounder.
What?
Or like, I'll be like Belle, you be the Beast. Like that kind of stuff. Like subtle jabs, super passive aggressive. I know, it was like very like, my God, I can't, I totally forgot about that until right now.
I'll be Princess.
Like, I'll be Moana, you be the chicken.
Yeah, exactly. You be hey.
You're
welcome. Exactly.
Being Pua would be good. Being hey.
Being Pua would be
key. Hey is the best, okay?
Hey is great.
Love hey.
I have to work on the crazy eyes though for hey.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about food. Where were we?
Where are we at?
City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. All month, you can get the Her Hops Flight featuring women-owned or led breweries such as Playa Linda Brewing Co. Robinaud Red Ale, Brew Bus Brewing You're My Boy Blue, Bold City Brewery Duke's Cold Nose, and Three Daughters Brewing Awake Coffee Blonde. I love the names of all of these.
I've had also, Duke's Cold Nose.
Is it good? Is there a dog on it?
I remember it. I don't remember it being bad, so it must have been good.
Okay. It's Deese. Try it. Tell us how it is.
It's one of those things, like if it's bad, that sticks in my mind. Like, oh, don't ever drink this again.
Yeah. For sure. All month long at Deluxe Burger, you could get the Banh Mi Burger with a Deluxe Special Blend Patty, hoisin pork belly, jalapeno jam, Napa cabbage slaw, and cilantro with house-made bun. That one is new and inspired by culinary cast member Terry, who took inspiration for this fusion burger from the Banh Mi, a sandwich originating from Vietnam with meats, pickled vegetables, and cilantro. Love a Banh Mi.
It's good.
It's the best. Frontera Cochina all month long will have the Frida Margarita, Casa Dragones, Blanco Tequila, Rose Petal Liqueur, Lemon Juice, and Pomegranate Cordial served with a Rose Petal Popcorn Salt Rim. That sounds light and refreshing. Of course, the Frida Margarita is named after Frida Kahlo, a renowned Mexican painter known for her unique and colorful self-portraits. She became a prominent figure in art history, particularly for her surrealist and symbolic work. It also features, of course, Casa Dragones Tequila, which is a premium tequila brand founded by Bertha Gonzalez Nieves. known for being the first woman to be certified as a maestra tequilera or master tequilera. Bertha Gonzalez Nieves has played a significant role in promoting Mexican tequila on the global stage.
Very nice.
Cool.
I love it. There's a Frida documentary coming out in March. Everyone should get a Frida margarita and check that out.
Yeah, did you see the Frida film?
Frida starring, oh boy.
Yes.
Selma Hayek,
yes.
Yes. Bye-bye. Also, Frida featured in Coco.
Yes.
Disney's Coco. So we love Frida Kahlo. I personally love Frida Kahlo. Aljon, tell us about the Play Pig.
Well, if there's one thing I like, it's barbecue. And they have it in spades. The blackened and smoked mahi salad, which is a sweet bed of purple lettuce, tangy arugula, toasted macadamia nuts, sweet peppers, mandarin oranges, dressed with lemongrass and dill vinaigrette, topped with seasoned and spiced blackened smoked mahi fillet. And they say as spring stretches across Central Florida, the fishing poles are woken and dusted off. So this is inspired by a lot of that stuff from Chef Hannah Campbell. She goes, she was thinking about the merriment of spring break spent with my aunt, and felt a spark of encouragement and inspiration for this dish. Using staples from my memory, such as oranges, sweet peppers, lemongrass, and I created this crisp, refreshing salad. Boy, let me tell you, this salad looks amazing.
It looks very colorful.
I will have not one, but two. Mm-hmm. At Vivoli El Gelato, they have the Gran Crema Cafe Affogato. So it's your choice of gelato served with a shot of espresso. And Silvana, the head gelato maker since 1988, has brought the Gran Crema Cafe Affogato to Vivoli El Gelato in Disney Springs. So that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Sounds really good.
I will have some pistachio gelato.
Yeah. Yes, please. I will. Yes, I will. Over at the Disney Resort Hotels, they have all-star movies, music, and sports. They've got at their food court this banana pudding cheesecake with vanilla pudding and vanilla wafer crust. And pastry assistant sous chef Janelle drew inspiration from her Jamaican roots and time living in the U.S., where she developed a fondness for banana pudding. Yeah, I love banana pudding. Janelle took these classic dessert flavors and infused them into a special cheesecake topped with a Mickey garnish, a special nod to Janelle's dream of working for Disney coming true. Congratulations,
that's very cool.
Chef Janelle. That's amazing. What a great story. Also, Animal Kingdom Lodge over at Boma's Flavors of Africa and the Mara, they have the South African Veggie Bowl, which is curried vegetable stew, pilau rice, kale slaw, dried fruit achar, and avocado tahini sauce. It's all plant-based. And this is celebrating sous chef Khulod, who took to her heritage, getting inspired from her South African flavors, her roots, and infused them into this plant-based dish. So South African and Syrian roots, very cool. Okay. That sounds yummy. And Kristen, what's going on at Coronado Springs, our favorite resort?
At Toledo Tapas Steak and Seafood, you can get the Tea Time Salad. Endive an arugula salad with strawberry lavender fennel pollen infused goat cheese and an Earl Grey vinaigrette. The Tea Time Salad was inspired by the flavors commonly found at an afternoon tea, enhanced with sous chef Chelsea's own unique twist. That sounds very good. I may have to try and make an Earl Grey vinaigrette.
That sounds great.
This was good. They had this last year too. It was very delicious.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Every time I hear Earl Grey, I think of Captain Picard. I can't help myself.
Nice cup of Earl Grey, number two.
Over at Saratoga Springs, the Artist Palette, you can get the cauliflower bisque, creamy cauliflower bisque, harissa, and roasted pistachio gremolata. The bisque is inspired by a recipe sous chef Lauren learned from her mother. In this version, you get a creamy and slightly spicy flavor from harissa, and the pistachio gremolata gives texture and freshness reminiscent of dipping homemade garlic bread into the soup. And it looks really good.
I like the cauliflower bisque. Anything with bisque, just you have me at, you know, the creamy soup. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know why I always have problems with this word.
It's beef bourguignon. Did I say that right?
Slow roasted beef and vegetables in a rich red wine jus served over creamy mashed potatoes. This dish was inspired by sous chef Lauren's grandmother. She showed her how to take simple ingredients and create something delicious that feels like home, even if it isn't something you might have had as a child.
Beef bourguignon. Right? That's how you say it, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Traditional pound cake. Homemade vanilla pound cake inspired by proprietor Deborah's family recipe, which has been passed down from generation to generation.
I love that idea. Yeah. Anyway.
And available at various resort hotels for the entire month, including World Premier Food Court, Intermission Food Court, and Zone Food Court. Landscape of Flavors. Centertown Market, Everything Pop Shopping and Dining, Riverside Mill Food Court, and Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory. And that is going to be the Salmon in Orzo Special, Tarragon Honey Mustard Glaze, Vegetable Orzo Salad, Red Pepper Kool-Aid, and Pickled Mustard Seeds. This is new, and it's inspired by sous chef Fallon's love for food, family, and seeing people smile when sharing a meal. It says, becoming a mom has influenced Chef Fallon's approach to food, and she strives to provide her kids with healthier options while teaching them the importance of food for nourishment.
Nice.
That's so that is a long list of many dishes that you can enjoy for Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes.
Well, here we are at the end of yet another show.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. We do the show for you, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews that those of you who have already reviewed us have given us 5 stars, so thank you. You can also shop our links. We've got Spotify, Amazon, you can support us on Spotify or wherever you are listening to us, but you can shop our links. Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. You could find all those in the show notes or at diningatdisney.com. I'm losing my mind, so please forgive me.
It's all right. All right, you can also find us on all social media sites and at diningatdisney.com. That's right. You can also find me personally, Aljon Go, on Instagram, Aljongo on Instagram. You can also check out my other podcast with former Disney creative and world-renowned author Dave Bossert. It's called Skull Rock Podcast, about pop culture and Disney. Awesome. Please check us out. We'd appreciate it. And before I go into Cat Social, I wanted to
You're not going to go into Cat Social,
okay, we're not.
Are you?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, hey, we need 5-star reviews. And also, if you're listening to us on the Google Podcast app, it is going away this spring, so be sure to go ahead and download another podcatcher, because you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple, Spotify, Radio Public, you know, of course Spotify, so many different places to check us out and leave us those 5-star reviews. Okay, so we would really, really appreciate it. Kat, go ahead.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE, and check out my podcast, Eat the Pictures, a bite-sized podcast about food and film. You can see the archive anywhere podcasts are found. Spotify is always the best choice. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners. Mm-hmm.